弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我的名字叫张彦义。
My name is 彦义张。
下面我做一点我的分享。
I would like to give them my sharing.
感谢神为我们预备了刚刚过去的这场夏令会。
Thank the Lord for preparing the summer conference.
这个季节正是我最忙的时候。
This season happened to be my busiest time.
夏令会之前，我被一项工作拖住了很长的时间。
Before the summer conference, I had been held up by a job for a long time.
看上去要到夏令会以后才能结束。
It seems that you will finish until after the summer conference.
但神的爱是奇妙的。
However, God's love is truly amazing.
他让我在计划出发的当天上午完成了那项工作。
God allows me to complete this job on the morning before I start out for the conference.
于是下午我就可以出发去参加夏令会。
Therefore, I could leave for the summer conference in the afternoon.
夏令会之前的很长一段时间，我每天都在很忙碌的工作。
For a long time before the summer conference, I had been busy with my job.
参加夏令会让我的身体得以很好的休息。
Attending the summer conference actually allowed me to get good rest during this time.
更重要的是，它让我的属灵的生命更有长进。
More importantly, it allows my spiritual life to grow.
在这之前，我从来没有认真地思考过如何进入神的国度这个问题。
Before this summer conference, I have never thought about how to enter abundantly the God's kingdom.
孙弟兄劝勉大家说，我们要预备好自己，将来还要面对主耶稣。
So our brother exhorted everybody, we need to prepare ourselves because one day we will all face Lord Jesus.
如果不能进入神的国，便只能在黑暗里咬牙切齿。
If we could not enter God's kingdom, we could only gnash our teeth in darkness.
神通过彼得后书启示我们。
God revealed himself through Second Peter.
要有信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、前进、爱弟兄、爱众人。
That we should have faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godness,brotherly affection and love for everyone.
我们唯有行这几样，永不失脚。
Only when we practice these can we avoid stumbling and falling.
才能丰丰富富地进入我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
Only in this way can we enter abundantly God's kingdom.
这让我惶恐不安。
This made me very uneasy.
因为这每一项我都做得不足。
Because I fell short in doing each of every aspect.
我依然经常犯错，却少有悔改。
I still often make mistakes and I rarely repent.
我以忙碌为借口，不愿意多花时间与主亲近。
I use business as my excuse for getting close, draw near to God.
我经常无法静下心来去读经。
I often could not quiet my heart to read the Bible.
也经常在弟兄讲道的时候分神，甚至是睡着。
I even zoned out during a brother's message. I even fell asleep.
我在遇到困难的时候向主祷告。
When I encounter difficulties, I pray to God.
主若肯帮我，我便欢喜雀跃。
If God is willing to help me, then I rejoice.
主若不肯帮我，我便垂头丧气。
If He doesn't help me, then I feel discouraged.
我的信心是如此的不坚定。
My faith is so unstable.
就像那眼瞎的只看得到近处。
It's like the blind who could only see the things that are near.
感谢神，他让我借着夏令会重新审视我自己。
Thank God for the summer conference which allowed me to re-examine myself.
让我去悔改。
And allow me to repent.
去预备好自己，迎接主的再来。
To welcome His return.
Lucio 弟兄分享到。
Brother Lucio shared that.
夏娃来自于亚当。
Eve actually came from Adam.
他有亚当的性情。
He has the attributes of Adam.
教会也来自于基督。
Church comes from Christ.
也应当有基督的性情。
Therefore, it should also have the attributes of Christ.
教会是神的家。
Church is a home, is a house of God.
是基督的身体。
Is a body of Christ.
充满爱与慈悲。
It's filled with mercy and love.
谦卑与顺服。
Humility and obedience.
公义与真理。
Righteousness and truth.
我们应当积极的参加聚会。
We should actively participate in all kinds of gatherings.
参与服事，认真的敬拜主。
In service and worship the Lord earnestly.
通过这次夏令会，让我意识到我是该做出改变了。
Through this summer conference, I realized the time for me to change.
我应当心存敬畏的心。
I need to live with a reverent heart.
认真的去学习主的话语。
And study the words of God diligently.
预备好自己。
Prepare myself.
等待主国度的降临。
And await God's return.
到那一天，愿我们所有的弟兄姊妹都能够丰丰富富的进入神永远的国。
Until that day, may all the brothers and sisters can abundantly enter God's kingdom. Amen. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. My name is Li Ming Huang.
我很荣幸可以参加今年的夏令会，感谢主借着孙弟兄的口向我们启示神的旨意，丰丰富富地进入神的国。
I'm very honored to join the summer conference this year. Thank God, through our brother, he revealed the will of God, which is entering God's kingdom abundantly.
在这末后时代，黑夜已深，白昼将近。
In the end time, the night is gone, and the day is near.
主耶稣来的日子近了，我们是何等盼望这一天的到来！同时，这也提醒我们要珍惜时光，学习做神的儿女。
The time of Jesus' return is near, and it also reminds us we need to seize the time to learn how to walk as God's children.
彼得后书第一章十到十一节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使我们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
As 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 to 11 says, Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
弟兄激励我们要找回起初的爱，存着谦卑受苦的心来归向他，跟主耶稣和教会合而为一，和肢体相连结，更需要和弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
Our brother Sun encourages us to rekindle our first love, to return to the Lord with humility and obedience, to be united with Lord Jesus and the church, and to love one another.
这些话像镜子般照出我的不足，就像在祷告的时候经常都是求主赦免我们的罪，然而回到生活的时候又顺从肉体，我真觉得亏欠。
Those words mirrored reflected my shortcomings like a mirror. It's like when I prayed that the Lord forgive my sins. However, in our daily life, I follow the guidance of the flesh.
主耶稣为我们受刑罚，受鞭伤，在十字架上流尽他的宝血，以致献出他宝贵的生命。
The Lord was punished and scourged for our sins, and he shed his blood on the cross and even gave his life on the cross for us.
我们怎么可以肆意地顺从肉体，随心所欲做着自己喜欢的事情？
How can we indulge in the flesh and follow its guidance and to do whatever that please ourselves?
所以求主保守看顾我们的心，我们要提醒自己不要一再的犯罪。
So may the Lord continue to remind us we need to be watchful and do not continue to sin.
我从小就知道主耶稣，但没有好好的拥抱他，我心里特别懊悔。
I have known Christ since I was young, but I have never embraced him, which I regret.
感谢主，他大能的手一直没有离弃我，一步步的带领我来归向他。
But thank the Lord, he never forsake me or give me up, and he has been leading me step by step.
记得去年这个时候，我还不会祷告，也没有查经，更不懂主的性情。
During the time last year, I have never learned the word, and I did not study the word, how to learn how to pray.
来到查经组，很多都听不懂分组祷告的时候，我心里很慌乱，不知如何祷告。
When I joined the Bible study group, I did not know how to pray, which made me feel very uneasy.
感谢主这一年的带领，我在 CCG 组跟着弟兄姊妹们一起查经，学到很多主的话语。
Thank the Lord for His guidance that over the past year, joining the CCG group, I have learned a lot of God's word.
并且在周日的信息聚会中有了很多的得着。
And I have a lot of gains during the summer, during the Sunday messages.
渐渐的，我也开始学习读经和祷告，寻求主和主耶稣有更亲密的关系。
Gradually, I study the Bible and pray, and gradually have a much closer relationship with God.
早些时候，我和弟兄会因为生活习惯和性格不同，时常会起争执。
Previously, me and my husband often quarrel because of our differences in our personalities.
不愿意过多的。沟通选择一言不发。
We were reluctant to communicate and we chose to be silent.
所以紧张的气氛一直压抑着我们。
Therefore, there was always tense atmosphere between us.
但如今碰到同样问题的时候，我们知道要一起跪下来祷告认错。
However, now when we encounter the similar situations, we know we need to kneel down before God to repent together.
求基督做我们家之主，所有的问题也就迎刃而解。
May the Lord be the head of our household, so that all the problems can be solved.
因为主耶稣是一切问题的答案，所有的好处不在他之外。
Because Jesus is the answer to all things, and there's no goodness apart from him.
感谢主，我爱上了祷告，现在祷告和读经作为我们的日常计划。
Thank the Lord, now I fall in love with praying.And praying and reading the Bible has become part of our daily routine.
感谢主，主耶稣让我们过上了正常的教会生活，因着他，我们有更多的沟通，更多的包容，更多的彼此相爱。
Thank the Lord, now we can lead a normal church life. Now, because of Christ, we can forgive one another more and love one another.
我深知自己还有很多地方需要学习，求主耶稣的话更多的成为我生活中的实求主耶稣的话更多的成为我生活中的实际，用我的言行举止更多的能彰显主耶稣的荣耀。
I know there's still a lot of things I need to learn, and in my daily life, I want him to change me more so I can magnify his glory.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我是王泽士。
My name is Curry Wang.
感谢主可以让我在这里来分享一下我在三教会的得着。
Thank the Lord for allowing me to share my gains during the summer conference.
也感谢杨宇辰弟兄在 RCGG 分享会上分享的主内合一的观点。
I also want to thank Brother Yu Cheng Yang for his sharing during the RCGG gathering in the conference about unity in Christ.
当时我俩穿的衣服一模一样。
At that time, we were wearing identical outfits.
我想这就是主内合一吧。
I think this simplifies unity in Christ.
当然，真正的主内合一是不同的。
And of course, the true unity in God is different.
主不会在意我们外面穿的衣服是否一致。
God does not care our identical appearance.
我认为他更关注的是我们内在，是否我们是否在心里有他，我们是否把他放在首位。
What he cares about inner condition, whether or not he is in our heart, and whether or not we place him as the first place in our heart.
而要达到这种合一，我认为共同服事可以很好的帮助到我们。
And I think serving together can help us reach this unity.
在服事中互相学习，互相认识，一起来认识基督。
We can learn together in serving. We can learn about each other and serve the Lord together.
作为神的儿女，凡事都要有神的带领，服事更是如此。
As the children of God, in everything we need to follow His guidance, especially in serving the Lord.
不是因为弟兄姊妹们让我做什么服事，我就做什么服事。
I do not serve this service or that service because brother and sister ask me to do so.
没有祷告的服事，就是闭着眼睛做好事。
The service without praying will lead to failure.
只有这件事情是出自于神的，并且保持有属灵的眼光，才可以说是服事。
Only if it is from the Lord and throughout the whole service, we will follow the vision, the spiritual vision, can it be called real service?
说到服事，在夏令会的时候，我参加了 Steve 弟兄和 Christy 姊妹的专题分享，为主养育儿，养育孩子。
Speaking of service, during the summer conference, I joined the workshop of Brother Steve and Christy for raising the children in Christ.
其实有一点，我觉得不仅仅适合养育年龄上的小孩，也适合养育属灵年龄上的年轻人。
One thing I think not only applies to raising the children in Christ, but also works for shepherding the young people in Christ.
少言而多行。
Talk less and act more.
如果作为show, don't just tell.
Show, don't just tell.
如果作为父母在外面工作一整天，回到家也不读经也不祷告，但是要求孩子做这件事情，这是不可能的。
If for parents who work all day and then come home, do not pray or read the Bible, and require your children to do so, this is impossible.
小孩子的学习能力和模仿能力都很强，所以父母的行为会很大的影响到孩子。
Children are great at learning and imitating, therefore parents' actions actually had a great impact on children.
同样，这个例子也可以应用到和刚信主的弟兄姊妹们相处。
This also applies to interaction with our young brothers and sisters who newly believe the Lord.
刚刚信主的弟兄姊妹就像新生的孩子一样，他们对于之后要做的、要面对的事情一无所知。
New believers are like infants. They do not know what is going to happen.
他们会模仿和学习其他人来进行服事。
They will imitate and learn from others how to serve the Lord.
会非常积极地来加入到服事之中。
They will be actively participating in the service.
感谢主给大家这样一颗服事的心。
Thank the Lord for giving everyone a heart of service.
在感恩的同时也要警醒。
While we're grateful, we still want to be watchful.
当有服事出现的时候，我经常会先自我祷告。
When there are opportunities for me to serve, I often pray first.
求神开我的眼，告诉我这服事是否真的出自于他，是否真的是神所交托给我的。
Pray to the Lord to show me whether or not this is from Him, whether or not if this is entrusted by God.
而不是我想在人前得到称赞来展现自我。
Instead of me trying to seek men's applause and to show myself.
在神面前不需要伪装，神所要的是义人。
You do not need to put up appearances because God only wants to have righteous people.
虽然我已经信主得救四年有余了。
Even though I have believed the Lord and have been saved for over 4 years.
但在服事祷告的操练上，我还在练习和学习。
However, in the practice of praying for the service, I still need to learn.
主耶稣来到地上，已经展现出了神所要的完全的人的形象。
When Jesus came to earth, God revealed what He wanted a perfect man to do.
凡是出于主的，无论是工作、学业，还是服事，都会被成就。
If it is from the Lord, whether it is study, work, it will all be accomplished.
哥林多前书十章十三节提到
Book of Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says
你们所受的考验无非是人所承受得了的
No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind
神是信实的他不会让你们遭受无法承受的考验
And God is faithful so He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able
在受考验的时候，总会给你们开一条出路，让你们能忍受得了。
But with temptation, will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
感谢主，主不会将我们所承受不了的事情强行加添到我们的生活中。
Thank the Lord, He will not give something beyond what we can bear.
但这前提是这事情是出于主的。
But the precondition is that it has to be from God.
可以与各位弟兄姊妹们一起同奔天路，一同服事。
Being able to serve with brothers and sisters and to walk on this heavenly path.
这是一件多么美好且幸福的事情。
It is such a wonderful and beautiful thing.
也希望我们可以一同过着敬畏的生活，随时警醒。
We will all can live a reverent life and be watchful always.
我的时间是有限的，就像那计时器，或许已经到时间了。
My time is limited. It's like a timer. Maybe my time is running out.
亦或许我们到了开饭的时间了。
Maybe it's time for meals.
但在神的时间里是无限的。
But in God's timing, it is infinite.
在他的国度中，我们也是无限的，是永恒的。
In His kingdom, we are also infinite and eternal.
那么，当神国度降临的时候，为了不在门口哀哭切齿。
So when God's kingdom comes, for us not to gnash our teeth at the door.
让我们把进天国的意愿放在第一位，把神给我们的事情放在第一位。
May we place the will to enter God's kingdom the first place. May we place His will, His commissions in the first place.
让我们一起忍耐，一起防备，一起祷告。
May we endure together, stand watch together, and pray together.
并一起殷勤地追求他。
And diligently pursue Him.
谢谢。
Thank you. Greetings, everyone.
看了这个名单之后，我才发现我是唯一一位年龄在60岁以上。
After I look at the list, I realize I'm the only one above 60.
那我就讲点过去的事。
Let me talk about some things in the past.
孙立兄在他第二篇信息54分钟的时候讲到，他们那时候都要学一个最基本的功课。就是要学会认罪，学会认错。
Brother Sun mentioned one statement in his message, 54 minutes into his message. Everybody needs to learn to confess their mistakes and repent.
这让我想起魏弟兄在我们中间的时候，我所经历的一件事。
It reminded me of one experience I had when Brother Wei was among us.
我信主的头两年，外表显得非常的火热，心里却是极其的懒惰，因为我从来不认真读经，也不为查经做预备。
The first 2 years since I believed the Lord, I appeared to be very zealous at outside, but in fact, I was very lazy and never prayed or prepared for the Bible study.
当时我并没有觉得我应该为自己的懒惰来到神面前认罪悔改，直到有一天晚上，魏弟兄来到了我们查经组。
Back then, I never felt I need to confess my sin or repent for my laziness until one day I came to the Bible study with Brother Wei.
那天分组祷告的时候，我和弟兄分在同一个小组，弟兄就坐在我的对面。
During the group prayer, I was assigned to be in the same group as Brother Wei, and Brother Wei was sitting across from me.
弟兄祷告的时候，开口就向主认罪悔改，求主赦免他的罪。他的认罪悔改讲了足足有3分钟，甚至更长。
As soon as he started praying, it was all his confessing and pray to the Lord to forgive him. And this prayer of repentance lasted for a full of 3 minutes.
我先是感到非常的吃惊，后又心里感觉非常的不安。
At first, I feel shocked, and then I feel very uneasy.
吃惊是因为这么一位年长的弟兄在我们面前向主认罪悔改的时候，他的语调就像孩子的哭泣，他的感情是那样的真诚，他的态度是那样的诚恳，让我感到非常的吃惊。
I was shocked because such an elderly brother, when he prayed, he's earnestly made him sound like a young child. This is what shocked me.
他说，求主赦免他的罪，因为他实在是一个无用的仆人，没有将主耶稣宝贵的话给弟兄姐妹们讲解的清楚，让大家都能明白。求主赦免他的罪，他实在是辜负了主给他荣耀的托付。
He prayed the Lord for him to forgive him for being a failed servant, an unworthy servant who failed to explain fully his word.
我当时想，弟兄已经把该讲解的经节讲解得非常清楚了， 他有什么罪呢？他为什么要在主面前认罪悔改呢？为什么他如此认真地来认罪悔改呢？我感到非常的困惑。
I was very perplexed at that time. I think brother has already fully explained God's word. Why does he want the Lord to forgive him? Why does he want to repent his sins before the Lord?
后来我心里开始感到不安，因为我渐渐地意识到，弟兄如果来到主面前如此的认罪悔改，那么懒惰的我是不是更该来到主面前认罪悔改呢？
Then I start to feel uneasy. If brother, as such, he would pray and repent before the Lord, how could I, a lazy person like this, do not come to the Lord and pray and repent?
弟兄是没有错的，他都来到主面前悔改，岂不是替我在主面前认罪悔改，求主赦免我吗？
Our brother was not in the wrong, and he didn't do anything wrong. And if he comes to the Lord to pray for forgiveness, was he not praying for me to repent for my laziness?
想到这儿，我心里是真是充满了愧疚。我在心里也和弟兄一起认罪悔改。
At the thought of this, my heart is so convicted, and I start to repent with brother.
从那以后，我也开始读经，并为查经做预备。
From then on, I start to read the Bible and prepare for the Bible study.
这件事过去了有12年。
And
这次听到孙弟兄的这句话，又让我想起了这件事，我的心又一次被深深的触动。
And this has happened 12 years ago. And now, when I hear this message, Brother Sun's message during summer conference, my heart is stirred again.
我今天分享给大家，既是对我自己的警戒，又是对年长弟兄深切的怀念。
Today I want to share this with brothers and sisters. For one, I want to remind myself and to everybody, and also I want to reminisce over brother.
弟兄离开我们已经有11年了。
Our brother has not been with us for over 11 years.
但是这位认罪的弟兄在我眼前却始终是一个真实的存在。
But the brother who repented has always been a living reality in front for me.
他的目光或慈祥或严厉，都充满着爱，充满着嘱托，也充满着期待。
Whether there is strictness or love in his eyes is always filled with longing for the Lord.
我真感谢主给我这一段难忘的经历，荣耀归于主。
I want to thank God for this unforgettable experience. All glory to God. Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
(大家好，我是杨增胜。
Greetings, everyone. My name is James Yang.
在这次夏令会中呢，关于团体祷告和敬拜的专题让我受益匪浅。
I benefited greatly from the worships on corporate prayer and worship during the summer conference.
下面呢，我简要的分享几点学习的体会。
I would like to briefly share a few points.
教会每周三晚上都有祷告聚会 ，Katie 呢每周二晚上也有祷告聚会。
Our church has prayer meeting every Sunday night, and Katie has prayer meeting every Tuesday night.
每次的弟兄姐妹们都带了很多的自己的祷告事项。
Every time, brother and sister will bring a lot of prayer requests.
弟兄分享说这些事项呢，把我们领到了神的面前。
Brother mentioned that it's those prayer requests brought us to before the Lord.
但是团体祷告的目的呢，不是单单的寻求解决这些问题。
But the purpose of corporate prayer is not to seek solutions to those requests.
更重要的是寻求神的旨意和带领。
More importantly, it's for us to seek God's will and His guidance.
并且从神那里得到力量去征战。
And to gain the strength to fight battles from God.
这次夏令会的主题是进入神的国。
The theme of this summer conference is entering into God's kingdom.
我认为这不仅仅是指个人的成长，神的心意是希望整个教会都能成熟。
I think this is not referring to individual growth, but also this is God's will for His church.
因此通过团体的祷告，我们更能够造就一个合乎神心意的教会。
Therefore, through corporate prayer, we can build up a church that pleases God's will.
弟兄姐妹们，交通道在团体祷告聚会里面的挑战有下面这三点。
Brother mentioned that there are three challenges for corporate prayer.
一是没有交托，比方说有姊妹分享说，参加祷告聚会后的负担比来的时候更多了。
The first is a no commission of God.
第二呢，没有合一，大家各说各的话。
Secondly, there is no unity. Everybody is talking about their own things.
第三呢，是没有触摸到神的心意，有的呢，只是一个很长的一个清单。
And thirdly, we're not touching God's will. What we have is just a long list.
所以这是我们学到有四点啊重点哈。
So there are four key things that we learned.
第一，我们要学习把负担卸给神。
First, we need to learn to cast our burdens onto the Lord.
腓立比书四章第六节到第七节说，我们应当一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的告诉神。
Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7 says, Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your request known by God.
所以我们要在信心里面把负担交给神，相信神会听我们的祷告。
Therefore, in faith, we should cast our burdens onto God and believe that the Lord will hear our prayers.
第二点是学习寻求神的旨意。
And second, we need to learn to seek God's will.
把负担卸给神以后，我们要学习在神面前安静等候寻求。
After we cast our burdens onto the Lord, we need to learn to seek the Lord in quiet times.
神的旨意往往和我们的想法不一样。
God's will and His thoughts are usually different from that of ours.
我们需要通过祷告和属灵的分辨来明白神的旨意。
Through prayer and our spiritual discernment, we can learn what is God's will.
第三点是学习寻求神的带领。
Third, we need to learn how to follow God's guidance.
我们都知道神非常乐意赐下圣灵来带领我们。
We know God is willing to give the Holy Spirit to us to guide us.
通过祷告了，圣灵也常常会具体的指示我们该怎么做。
Through prayer, the Holy Spirit will give us very specific guidance as to what to do, how to do things.
第四点是学习从神那里支取力量去征战。
Fourth is how to learn to gain strength from God to fight battles.
诗篇第二十篇第七节说，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
Psalm 27 says, Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord.
弟兄分享说，既然是去征战的，就不应该做一个兼职的士兵，应该每次都参加祷告聚会。
Brother mentioned, now that we are going to fight battles, we should not be part-time soldiers. We should be persistent and try to attend every meetings.
下面分享一点具体操作。
I will share a few things regarding application.
祷告聚会最重要的是寻求，最难的也是寻求同心合一。
The most difficult and the most important point of prayer is to seek unity.
我们可以从唱诗开始啊，安静我们的心，都向着主。
We can start from before singing the hymn. We can quiet our heart to the Lord.
我们来的时候可能各有各的心思，但是我们都要听圣灵的指挥，一起来寻见神。
When we come, we may have everybody may have different things on their mind, but we can learn to come together before the Lord to seek Him.
团体。的敬拜和祷告可以从夫妻开始。
Corporate prayer can start from the praying of couples.
圣经说有两个人一起同心祷告，主就在其中。
The Bible says if two are gathered in His name and pray in unity, He is in our midst.
我们可以想象这个画面哈，一开始是两个人。
We can imagine this. In at the beginning there are two.
肉眼看是两个人，但其实是三个。
With naked eye, it's two people, but in fact, it's three.
因为他们同心呢，主就来到了中间。
Because they pray in unity, the Lord comes in their midst.
后来呢，这三个人又成了一个。
And later, the three people became one.
因为那两个软弱的人靠着主的宝血放下自己。
Because the two weak men Through the blood of Christ, they learn to lay down themselves.
他们都进到主的里面。
They enter into the Lord.
所以我们想像这样的聚会哈，仇敌就没有任何的办法，他只有逃跑。
Therefore, imagine we have this kind of gathering. The enemy has no other thing to do but to flee.
如果教会也这样的话，那就神会称这样的教会为骨中之骨，肉中之肉。
If the church is like this, then the Lord will look at this church as the flesh of the flesh and the bone of the bone.
这就是我的分享，谢谢大家。
This is my sharing. Thank you.
I'm Ren Chengxia.
My name is 陈霞任。
感谢主可以有这样的一次机会和弟兄姊妹们有一些交通。
I want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share a few things with brothers and sisters.
我觉得很亏欠主啊，在我们是21年过来的，但是和弟兄姊妹们非常的不熟悉。
I feel indebted to the Lord. We came here in 2021, but I don't know brothers and sisters very well.
那我先介绍一下我自己。
First, I want to introduce myself.
我们全家是在13年的4月份到的 Oregon 的 Portland.
My whole family went to Portland in April 2013.
那我是在13年的6月份在 CMP 受洗。
I was baptized in June 2013 in CMP.
那到了16年的5月份因着主的恩典工作的原因呢，我们就搬到了芝加哥。
By God's grace, in May 2016, due to my work, we moved to Chicago.
那也就是说我们在 CMP 是从13年的4月份到16年的5月份三年多一点的时间。
Therefore, our gathering CMP lasted for 5 years from 2013 to 2016.
三年多的时间。
3 years.
Yeah. 那我们回想起来非常感谢主啊。那在那个时候呢，主把我们带到 CMP， 并且在那里受洗。在那边的聚会呢，主也赐下了纯正的话语的教导。对我们来说是非常重要的一个根基。
In retrospect, we're really thankful for the Lord. We gathered in CMP, and I was baptized there, and we also learned His pure words and guidance during our gathering there.
还有那边弟兄姊妹们在爱心里的服侍和对我们的帮助。
And our brother and sister lovingly serve us and help us while we were there.
那我们到了芝加哥之后呢？我不知道各位有没有在其他的地方有过不同的聚会那我们在聚会上呢确实是有着非常大的不适应。
After we arrive in Chicago, I don't know if brothers and sisters had different experiences in other gatherings. When we got there, I feel very uncomfortable at those gatherings.
那感谢主在那段时间呢主也给我一些服侍的机会就是和别处的聚会的弟兄姊妹一起做一些从语音信息到文字信息的转换的工作。
But thank the Lord, He gave me some opportunities to serve with other brothers and sisters. My responsibility was to transforming the audio messages into written messages.
那21年8月我是首先搬了过来我们家一起搬了过来 ,sorry.
So I was the first to move to Houston here.
那这次大会的主题呢是丰丰富富进神的国。
The theme of this summer conference is abundantly entering God's kingdom.
这个主题对我来说呢是一个非常大的鼓励和提醒。
This theme is a tremendous encouragement and a reminder for me.
就是说我自己的思想就是说我们的经历要达到丰富我们要经历一个从少到多的过程。
In my view, for us to obtain abundance, we need to experience from little to much.
从最小的事上开始询问追求明白和成就附在我们身上的心意。
from various the little and smallest thing, we need to seek and inquire and to understand God's will in us.
这个可以是就是说在家里亲人之间的日常的对话，或者是外部的环境。
This can be done through our conversations, daily conversations among family members, or through the external situations.
有的时候很艰难，有的时候有顺利。
Sometimes it's very challenging, sometimes it's very smooth.
但只要我们寻求，我们就可以经历主的同在和主的恩典。
But as long as we seek the Lord, we can experience God's presence and His grace.
那这次聚会中的信息关于教会和身体方面的信息对我来说有一个非常大的提醒。
And during this summer conference, I have been reminded regarding the gatherings.
就是说启示录中七个金灯台中间的人子是在教会中间寻找他的自己。
And in the book of Revelation, God is seeking himself among the seven lampstands.
这个是我原来没有想到的。主在寻找他的自己。
This is something that I have never thought of, that God is seeking himself.
另外还有就是写给七个教会的七封书信是圣灵对教会所说的话。
And another thing, the seven letters that is for the church is God, what God has to say to the churches.
还有十二章中妇人生产的男孩子也是从教会中产生。
And in chapter 12, the boy born to the woman was also from the church.
包括在其他的圣经的话语里边也是让我们看到主对教会的宝贝。
And through other words in God's words in the Bible, we can also see how God treasured the church.
那弟兄的信息呢也提醒我就是在教会中有属灵的先锋，有得胜者。
And our brother's message reminded me that in the church we have the spiritual pioneers and overcomers.
那还有正在追求成为得胜者的弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters who are striving to become overcomers.
我们需要一起同行天路。
We need to walk on this heavenly path together.
我们不可以和教会分离。
We cannot be separated from the church.
我觉得主真的是知道我的光景。
I think the Lord truly knows my condition.
在现在的这个时间点上对我来说是特别的提醒。
At this particular time, those words are especially important reminders for me.
我也借着这次机会感谢在我们 HCE 聚会一直对我们有关爱和帮助的弟兄姊妹们。
I also want to take this opportunity to thank brothers and sisters who have helped us and loved us.
我想说你们是我学习的一个榜样。
You are the examples that I want to learn from.
好，感谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord.
姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我叫许文龙。
My name is Peter Xu.
我参加过很多夏令会。
I have attended the summer conference numerous times.
我还记得第一次在 Huntsville.
I remember the first time is in Huntsville.
在 St. Marcus, 现在在 San Antonio.
And it was in St. Marcus, and now it is in San Antonio.
对于参加过这么多次的夏令会的我来说，有个问题，有个麻烦。
For someone who has attended the summer conference so many times, I have one thing that troubles me.
可能心里就疲掉了。
I feel weary in my heart.
所以这次去之前，我真的为自己祷告了，希望自己有个渴慕的心。
So before I went to the summer conference this year, I pray for myself that I will have a heart thirsty for the Lord.
虽然我也知道日光之下并无新事。
Even though I know there are new things under the sun.
但是让我在这做这个有点新的得着的看见的时候，有点诚惶诚恐。
Therefore, I feel uneasy when I'm here to share the new gains that I have.
So, 求主的宝血遮盖。
So may the Lord cover me with His precious blood.
从 Brother Lucille 的 message 啊，有个比较新的属灵的得着是。
There's one new thing I gained from Brother Lucille's message.
七个金灯台和他在中间运行的人子，其实就代表了属天下所有的教会和在教会中间运行的圣灵。
The seven lampstands and the Son of Man among them represent the universal church that orchestrating among them.
圣灵在中间运行，也在寻找得胜者。
The Holy Spirit is in their midst and are seeking the overcomers.
同时我们也知道那个魔鬼也在寻找机会要伤害得胜者，吞吃得胜者。
And at the meantime, we know the devil, the evil one, is also seeking the overcomers, and he tried to devour the overcomers.
就像那产难的妇人要生产的男孩，那男孩就是得胜者。
It's like the woman in labor, and the baby who was going to be born, he is the overcomer.
完了，魔鬼想吞吃他，是因为那得胜的男孩一旦被提上天上宝座的时候，就会有大征战。
The devil wants to devour him because he knows when the boy is taken up to heaven, there will be major battles.
完了，魔鬼将被打败，完了被甩到地上。
And the demon will be defeated and be thrown to the ground.
This is something new for me.
This is something new for me.
啊，第二个从啊，孙弟兄的 message 很有意气意很好玩的一个意象，就是魔鬼在打呼噜。
From Brother Sun's message, I saw a very interesting image that the devil is snoring.
这似乎我记得不是很清楚，好像是他说是一个牧师的讲道，还是牧师的做梦里边看到在聚会当中，他听到大的呼噜声，结果一看是魔鬼在打呼噜，因为所有人都在睡觉。
He mentioned, I couldn't remember clearly, but I think he mentioned the one preacher, in his sermon, he saw a vision that he heard the snoring of the devil.
但顺着这个思路，我逻辑上就想，那我假如想过一个平静安稳的日子，我是不是就睡觉，所以魔鬼也懒得理我了呢？
So therefore, I was thinking, if it's like that, then if I just fall asleep, then the devil will leave me alone.
但这样思想后，神就提醒我，就是神不喜欢我们不冷不热。
However, God reminded me that He does not want me to be lukewarm.
第二个比较新的看见就在彼得后书。
The other new thing that I gained is from 2 Peter chapter
3. 十节我读一下。
10, verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样。那日天必有大响声废去，有行智的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
Second Peter
3:10。
Second Peter 3:10。But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heaven will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And everything in it will be laid bare.
这什么？从现代物理学角度，这很可能就是原子弹氢弹爆炸的情况。
So what is this? This from the point of view perspective of physics.This is the explosion from H-bomb or atom bomb.
公元一世纪的渔夫彼得
The fisherman in first century, Peter,
写不出这种东西
He could not write such thing.
只有圣灵穿越时空的圣灵才能写出如此信息
Only the Holy Spirit who transcends time and space could write such message.
另外一个得着就是孙弟兄说当事情发生的时候Try to have no reaction.
Another gain is, Brother Sun said, when things happen, try to have no reaction.
就是说不要什么反应，先等一等，安静一下。
That is to say, do not react, but be quiet and wait.
这说比做难。
It's easier said than done.
但是神知道我们每个难处的细节，也知道我们的软弱。
But God knows every detail of our challenge and He knows our weakness.
只要我们在他面前有真实的、恒切的祷告，神会把我们带过去。
As long as we pray earnestly and persistently before Him, He will guide us through all of those.
让我们一起学习。
Let's learn this together.
想感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
Hi everyone. My name is Jennifer and I just finished my senior year of high school.
我的名字叫伊诺，我最近刚完成了高中的学业。
Going into this year's summer conference, I was already excited for what God had to show me because growing up going to conferences every summer and this being my last high school one, it just kind of felt like a big and important transition.
我成长的过程中每一个夏天都会去夏令会，但是这一次我特别的期待，因为这是我作为高中生最后一次去夏令会。
Overall, I am super grateful for everything God did during those 4 days, and He continues to reveal to me how He works in mysterious yet faithful ways.
总的来说，我非常的感恩神在这四天当中对我在我生命中所成就的工作，他是这样子奇妙和信实的做工。
I was able to hear him not just in the big moments like the messages and the workshops, but also in the in-between moments like the worship time and break times in the dorms where we could just talk and fellowship.
我感觉到神不仅只是在信息还有专题的时间来对我说话，也在那些其他的时候，像是敬拜和我们自由活动的时间里面向我说话。
For this time, I wanted to share something that Brother James talked about in his last message on Saturday night.
这一次我想和大家分享高中讲员 James 弟兄在最后一堂信息里面和我们所分享的。
Throughout his 3 nights of sharings, he focused on how God loves us because He just loves us, not because of our own abilities or because we're so worthy.
在这三堂的信息里面 ,James 弟兄和我们分享神爱我们因为他就是要爱我们，不是因为我们的才干，也不是因为我们配得。
And in return, He just wants us to love Him back.
作为交换，神也渴望我们能够爱他。
Furthermore, we're so incapable, yet the Lord has fully redeemed us.
而且我们是这样子的，没有能力，但神却完全的要救赎我们。
The kingdom and the body of Christ are now our forever home, and all because Jesus did what we cannot.
现在神的国和基督的身体成为了我们永恒的家，是完全是因着主耶稣为我们所成就的。
But on the very last night, the brother tuned into one really important detail that immensely touched me.
但在最后一堂信息里面 ,James 弟兄分享了一个很重要的细节在我里面我有这样深深的被打动。
Jesus is the only one who is blameless and without fault, yet he who knew no sin became sin for us.
主耶稣是那一位无瑕疵没有过犯的主，但他甚至都不认识罪，却因着我们成为了罪。
He had never been separated from the Father in all of eternity, but he was willing to do so in order to come and save us.
在永恒里面，我们的主没有和我们的父分离过，但是却因着我们，为着来拯救我们，他与父神分离。
And not just mere separation, but to come down from his heavenly throne and be subject to earthly sufferings and limits.
不仅只是这个分离，而且他来到地上，离开他属天的宝座，为着我们去经历这些属地的这些受难，还有人的这个限制。
This moved me so much because, as I mentioned earlier, I just finished high school, so I'm about to head off to college in a couple of months.
这一个细节对我来说就深深的打动我，因为就像我刚才说的，我刚完成了高中的学业，我也准备去上大学。
Going pretty far out of state, it sounded all exciting at first for me to, you know, meet new people and have that college experience, and also to escape this Texas heat.
所以我能够去外州上大学，一开始我是很期待的，因为我可以认识新的人，然后有这个大学的经历，然后也可以逃离这个德州的炎热。
But ever since the last couple of months of school up until now, it's become less and less exciting and more scary and sad.
但是在高中最后的那两个月，直到如今，我好像越来越变得有一点害怕，还有有一点难过。
Rather, I'm thinking about how I'm leaving my familiar surroundings, all my friends, and most importantly, my family.
我就想我要离开我熟悉的环境，要离开我的朋友，还有最重要是我的家人。
We booked my one-way individual flight to North Carolina this past week, and all I could think about was how am I going to get to campus on my own.
在过去这一周，我订了这个去北卡的单程机票，然后我就在想，我要怎么从机场到学校呢？
How am I going to pick my classes on my own? How am I supposed to sleep and eat and go about my day with my entire family being 17 hours away?
我在想说我怎么去选我的课程，我怎么吃饭，我怎么睡觉，我怎么去做这些事情，没有我的家人在我旁边。
To be honest, I don't even know if I can find my own way out of the airport by myself.
实话实说，我都不知道怎么可以从机场来走出去找到学校。
And if you think about it, I've only lived with my parents for 18 years.
如果你去细想的话，我只和我的父母同住了18年。
And it's already so hard for me to go away for just a couple of months.
但对于我来说，离开已经变得如此的艰难。
Yet Jesus spent eternity with the Father, and still he was able to come down for 33 years, knowing that it would end in death on the cross for him.
但我们的主在永恒里面乃是与我们的父神同在的，但为着我们，他来到地上33年，知道在这33年的结束的时候，他会为我们上十字架。
Just because of number one, his obedience to the Father, and number two, his reckless love for us.
他做这些，首先是因为他顺服父神，其二是因为他对我们这样不顾一切的爱。
Hearing this and then comparing it to my own feelings and experiences, it completely put into perspective exactly just what Jesus sacrificed for me.
当我听到 James 弟兄的分享，然后结合我自己的经历的时候，我更加的能够明白主耶稣为我们所牺牲的。
Having to go through a similar separation myself, I'm all the more grateful for what Jesus did to redeem me, and it makes it easier to not take for granted this salvation.
因为我即将也要经历这样的离别。我变得更加的感恩主耶稣这样子来救赎我，也让我能够不把救恩当作是理所当然的。
Because our Lord paid the ultimate price just to have us as His own again, so the least I can do is give Him my love and worship in return.
我们的主实在是付了这个重价，使我们能够属于他，所以至少我要把我的爱和我的敬拜来献给他。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。Amen.
Hello, fellow brothers and sisters. My name is Eric, and I thank God for this opportunity to share my burden of shepherding with you all.
弟兄姊妹好，我的名字叫诗晨，然后我今天感谢主给我这个机会，能够和大家分享我关于牧养的负担。
When I was picking the different workshops for the conference, I chose shepherding for two reasons.
当我在选择特会要去哪一个专题的时候，我选择了牧养这个专题，有两个原因。
First, I love Psalms 23.
第一个原因是我很喜欢诗篇二十三篇。
And then second, it had the shortest Chinese characters compared to the rest.
第二个原因是因为牧养在所有的专题里面是最短的，特别是中文的题目是最短的。
But I severely underestimated how important and scarce.Shepherding was in the body of Christ.
但后来我意识到说牧养在的重要性以及他在这个基督身体里面牧养的缺乏。
The first people I associate with shepherding are the pastors and the 叔叔 and the 阿姨们。
当我想到牧养的时候，我第一刻反应的就是我们教会当中的可能是牧师或者是叔叔阿姨。
It became more and increasingly clear to me that.It's actually us and the brothers and sisters in the first few rows.
我后面我就意识到说，这个牧养不仅 是每一个人每一个弟兄姊妹们的工作，特别是在坐在前排的弟兄姊妹们。
While we might not have to care for the whole flock,
或许神没有给我们这样的负担，要来做全群的这个牧者。
There's a high possibility that there's a burden for us to be caring for one or two sheep.
但很有可能神会把那一两只小羊放在我们的心里面。
So caring for a sheep is more than just checking in on them for one or two times per week.
牧羊小羊不只是说我们一周一两次的去来问候他们。
It's about knowing them, caring for them and understanding them in a more personal level.
是要来认识他们，在这个个人更亲密的关系中来关心他们。
In John 10, it says that a good shepherd would lay down his life for his sheep.
在约翰福音第十章里面讲到说，好牧人为羊舍命。
Why? Because the shepherd loves his sheep.
为什么呢？因为牧羊人他爱他的羊。
Okay, that got me wondering, what kind of love is required for this? Is it filial or agape?
这就让我想到说，这是什么样的爱可以放下生命呢？是人的爱还是基督的爱？
I was once again reminded when Jesus asked Peter three times whether or not Peter loved him.
我就想到主耶稣问彼得三次的问彼得，你爱我吗？
Two times Jesus asked about agape love, but three times Peter answered with filial love.
有两次主耶稣的这个问题里面都是带着基督的爱去问彼得。但这三次当中，彼得的回应都是用人的爱去回应主。
Brothers and sisters, we have been called to care for one another, but do we care to the point to call it agape love?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是被呼召能够彼此的关爱，但是我们的爱是能够达到基督的这个爱的地步吗？
I thank God that no matter what I have done in the past, present, or future, thatHe loves me with agape love.
但我们感谢神，不管我过去、现在，甚至未来做了什么，神都是以基督的爱这样爱我们。
He does so because he's my good shepherd.
他如此爱我们，是因为他是我的好牧人。
And this is the standard we must have when caring for our sheep.
这也是我们在牧养当中的标准。
The Lord is our shepherd; I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我不致缺乏。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他让我在青草地。
He leads me beside the quiet waters.
使我安歇在溪水旁。
He restores my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He guides me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
为自己的名引我走义路。
This seems very familiar, right?
大家可能对我刚才分享的很熟悉。
So my family and I, we would recite this daily as a prayer before we went to bed.
我的家人和我，在我小时候，每次我睡前都会一起来来背诵这一段经文。
But at the conference, it resonated. Resonated very differently.
在特会上，这支经文在我里面有不一样的回响。
So during Brother Lucio's message, he says that we're called for diligence, but before that, we are given a period of rest.
我们 Lucio 弟兄和我们分享，神要我们殷勤，但在殷勤之前，神是希望我们可以在他里面有安息。
This is really crazy because recently I've been struggling with multiple issues, whether it's my relationship with the Lord, school, or stress or depression.
这样的信息很打动我，因为在过去这几个月里面，我在很多方面都有挣扎，不管是我的跟神的关系，我的学业，还是压力，还甚至是抑郁。
It became this really big ball of pressure that I could not handle.
就成为了这个巨大的一个像球一样压在我的身上。
I thank God that He has graced me with a period of rest.
但我感谢神，他给我这样一段时间可以安息在他里面。
Where I could graze in the green pastures and lie still beside the quiet waters.
使我可以躺卧在青草地，安歇在溪水旁。
It says in the Bible, "Come, those who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest."
在圣经里面说，那些凡劳苦担重担的，都可以来到我的面前，我可以使你们得安息。
真好啊 ，so good 啊！
太好了。
But I know that with this period of rest that he will call me to diligence.
但我也知道这个安息之后神也要我殷勤。
And he has put this burdening of shepherding to me to care for his sheep.
他也把这个要牧养的负担放在我的里面使我可以去牧养他的小羊。
I don't think I can do it.
我不觉得我可以做到。
But I believe in God and that I put my hope in God.
但我的希望是在神的里面。
And he will renew my strength so that I won't grow weary.
他会使我重新得力使我不致疲乏。
Brothers and sisters, I hope many of you will see that there's a need of shepherding in the church today.
弟兄姊妹们，我也希望大家可以看到，在基督的身体当中，今天我们何等的需要牧养。
Will you take on this call?
你会来回应这个呼召吗？
That's my sharing. Thank you.
这就是我的分享。
弟兄姐妹，早上好。我的名字是
Good morning, brother and sister.
因为我的中文日语不好，所以我会用中文啊，英文。
Because my Chinese is not so good, so I will use English.
I am truly grateful for the morning messages from Brother Lucio during summer conference.
为着 Lucio 在特会上的信息，我实在是非常的感恩。
Revelation is a difficult book of the Bible to study.
启示录是一本很难。去查考的圣经一本书对
Along with my husband and the other high school counselors, we discussed teaching the book of Revelation sometime in the future.
高中生的这个辅导们有讨论过是不是要在将来来教这个启示录作为主日学的这个 教的材料。
We decided that the matter needed prayer.
我们都有这个负担说我们需要去祷告。
And I also thought to myself that before I ever teach Revelation to anyone else, it would be so helpful if someone else could teach it to me.
我也有这样的一个想法说在我能够教别人启示录之前如果有别人可以亲属的来教我那就太好了。
So praise the Lord, he sent someone to teach it.
我们感谢神他差派他的工人来向我们启示这个启示录。
I appreciate the way that Brother Lucio clarified that there is a spiritual message to the book of Revelation.
我十分的感动说 Lucio 弟兄他提醒我们在启示录这本书后面有一个属灵的信息。
That goes beyond prophetic events.
这个属灵的信息是在这些预言的事件之上的。
And that when we understand the spirit of the message,
当我们来认识到这个属灵的信息这个信息后面的灵的时候
then we understand the spirit behind the prophecies
我们也可以明白这些预言后面的灵
even if we cannot always be certain exactly how things will look when the prophecies are fulfilled
尽管很多时候我们没有办法能够明白这些预言它是如何要成就的
in Revelation chapter 1We were shown a more complete description of Jesus than in nearly any other part of the Bible.
在启示录第一章里面，我们看见了这一个对主耶稣那么完全的一个描述，在圣经别的地方是我们看不见的。
That Jesus is called the Son of Man because he thinks and acts the way that God intended humanity to be.
我们的主被称为是那位人子，因为这个人子他的思想和行为完全符合神的要求。
And that if we as the church are to reign with him as his bride, the same way that Adam and Eve were meant to govern the garden.
而作为他的教会，我们也是要来与他一同作王的，就如亚当和夏娃当初在那个伊甸园里面来掌管管理伊甸园一样。
Then we have to be conformed to the image and the character of Jesus, the Son of Man.
若要如此，我们也应该要被磨成像。主耶稣作为人子那样的样式和性情
and that the more we concentrate on him
当我们更多的来专注于我们的主
the more the Holy Spirit conforms us to that image
圣灵就更多的来制作我们使我们更像他
I appreciated what Brother Lucio had to say about being uninterested in the kingdom of God
我也被提醒到当 Lucio 弟兄和我们分享到我们有时候对神的国不太感兴趣
that if I am uninterested in God's kingdom
如果我对神的国不感兴趣
How can he put me on the throne to reign with him?
他怎么可以使我与他一同作王呢
I would be completely unqualified.
我就完全都不配。
And when we are committed to living for and with the Lord,
但当我们决心要与神与神同同住，与他同行。
We should not be surprised that the dragon, our enemy Satan, has us marked.
我们不应该惊讶说那个红龙就是我们的仇敌撒旦，他会在他们他会来有印记在我们身上。
And he will stand against us at every opportunity.
而且他会抓住每一个机会来抵挡我们。
Many times with great suffering.
很多时候都是带着极大的受苦
Whether that suffering is our own or our loved ones
不可能不仅是我们受苦也是我们所爱的人受苦
We do not overcome the enemy through our own power It will never be enough
我们胜过仇敌不是靠着我们自己的能力我们的能力永远都不会足够
But on the flip side The way of deliverance from the enemy's attacks has nothing to do with what we are or what we do
但在反方面我们能够从仇敌的这个攻击里面脱离出来完全与我们所做没有关系
But by the blood of Jesus the Lamb and by the word of our testimony
乃是因着羔羊的宝血以及我们所见证的道
Praise the Lord
我们赞美神 Amen
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
So my sharing for CSC starts on the morning of Thursday of CSC.
关于夏令会的分享，我想从礼拜四的早晨开始。
I was listening to the radio on my way to work.
我在上班的路上在听这个车载的广播。
And there was a song that came on that was based essentially on Ephesians 2:4.
这有一首就播了一首诗歌这首诗歌是源自于以弗所书二章
And Ephesians 2:4-5 reads But God who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us even when we were dead in our trespasses made us alive together with Christ by grace you have been saved
以弗所书二章四到五节讲到然而神既有丰富的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱当我们死在过犯中的时候便叫我们与基督一同活过来你们得救是本乎恩
Now I've heard that particular song many times but for some reason on that Thursday morning it touched me even more
我已经听过那首歌很多次了但在那个周四的早晨我特别的受感动
Specifically just those two words but God
特别是那两个字然而神
At CSC, I was blessed to join the middle schoolers for essentially the whole time.
在特会上，我与初中生们基本上一直都在一起。
And in Brother James's first evening message, as our sister shared, he used Ephesians 2 as a simple reminder that God loves us because He loves us.
James 弟兄在第一晚的信息当中，就像我们刚才姊妹分享的，他借用了以弗所书第二章讲到的。神爱我们是因着他就这样的爱我们
And it has nothing to do with our performance or anything like that
不是因着我们的表现
In fact, he loves us despite our own inclination to trust our own self more than him
我们的主这样的爱我们尽管我们常常相信我们自己多于相信他
And in Brother James's second message, he shared that when we regard the cross as our friend that allows us to walk with GodAnd therefore transforming us into the character of God.
在 James 弟兄第二堂的信息里面讲到当我们看十字架为我们的朋友的时候就使我这个十字架就使我们可以与神同行使我们改变能够更像有基督的性情。
And in his third message, he applied this personal transformation into a corporate transformation.
在 James 弟兄第三堂信息里面他就讲到我们个人的这个改变也会领到这个身体的改变当中。
So during the conference, I really felt like the Lord was revealing a lot of these points to the middle school students.
在这个特会上，我感觉到神使这些真理都能够向中学生们显明。
During the prayer and inspiration time before the third evening message, I was especially encouraged when the time was pretty much dominated by the middle schoolers picking songs to sing and praying freely to the Lord.
在我们最后一晚的这个祷告和唱诗敬拜的时间里面，我特别的被打动，因为在这个时间里面，初中生们他们是如此踊跃的来选诗歌和祷告。
I was particularly moved by a middle school student who I was sitting next to, who oftentimes his class is distracted.
我特别被坐在我旁边的一位中学生所打动，他其实平时上课的时候常常都会走神。
But he not only picked a song to sing during the time, but I heard him singing louder than I've ever heard him sing before.
在那个时间，他不仅选了一首诗歌，而且他唱的比别的时候更加大声。
And during the messages, he also took so many notes that he ran out of paper in his handbook.
在信息的时候，他做了这么多的笔记，那个特会的册子都不够他做笔记。
I was so encouraged that I even cried a little when that the Lord was apparently doing a transformation work in this middle school student.
我是这样的被鼓励，我还有一丢丢的落泪，因为神在这个中学生当中，他做这样子改变的工作。
And I was reminded of this phrase, "But God, that He makes us alive both personally and corporately."
我就被提醒到了那简单的一个词。然而神他使我们活过来，不仅是在我们个人的生命中，也是在团体的生命里面。
And that he is doing the work of conforming us to him.
他在做这样的工作，使我们能够更加像他。
This testimony does not end there, however, as on this past Friday Bible study time, the middle school, high school, Yes Group, and English Group had a joint sharing meeting.
我的见证也不停在这里，在过去这一周，中学生、高中生、青年组的大学生，还有英文组有一个共同的分享聚会。
And each of the middle school students was told to prepare a half page to full page, write up of what they learned from CSC and how they plan to apply it in their lives.
每一位中学生都被要求说要写半页或一页的分享，来分享他们在特会上所学到的，以及他们如何应用到他们在生活当中。
And I was particularly looking forward to this particular student's sharing.
我很期待这一位学生他的分享。
However, you can imagine my disappointment and a little bit of discouragement when I was talking to him before the meeting, and he said that he didn't have anything prepared, forgot his notes at home,And I had forgotten everything that he learned at conference.
但是大家可能都能想象到我有多么的失望，因为我在这个分享聚会前跟这位学生谈话，然后这个学生跟我说，他把他的笔记落在了家里面，他已经忘记了他在特会上所学到的，他也不准备要分享。
I think maybe we can all feel that a little bit in our own lives as well.
也许我们有时候在生活中也对自己会有这样的失望。
Praise the Lord, however, that although we were in different groups, he did end up sharing a little bit, although perhaps because he was volunteered and maybe a bit begrudgingly.
虽然我们在被分到不同的小组里面去分享，后面这个中学生他也有分享，可能不是他自愿的，但他还是分享了。
But after Friday, I was reminded again of this phrase, "But God."
但在礼拜五之后，我又被提醒到了这简单的一个词。然而神。
And in two different ways.
在两方面。
Firstly, if I am to be like the character of Christ, I need to have his character of mercy, grace, and patience, especially in this situation.
第一个提醒乃是，若我渴慕要有基督这样的性情，我要像他一样有怜悯、有恩典，特别是在那样的时候，我需要忍耐。
And secondly, my disappointment is caused by my own self-sourced expectations.
第二方面，我的这个失望其实是源于我自己的期待。
But God is working in each person's life, and just as He raises us up from the dead, He is also doing the sanctifying work according to His purpose, and in His much higher timing and His much higher ways.
然而神是在我们每一个人的生活中工作的，他使我们从死亡当中活过来，也在我们的按着他的心意在我们当中做那成就的工成圣的工作。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
To encourage our brother Franklin, I was one of those distracted middle schoolers.
来鼓励一下我们的 Franklin 弟兄。我在中学的时候，我也是那个常常开小差的那个学生。
And actually, I still can't find any of my notes from conferences.
我也很难再去找我在特会上记的那些笔记了。
So as the only person who stands between you and lunch, I will try to be brief.
我希望能够让大家尽早去吃午餐，所以我会很快的分享。
So in Revelation 12 verse 11, it reads, And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life, even when faced with death.
在启示录十二章十一节里面讲到，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
So through this conference, God put a burden on my heart about the preciousness of his blood and the necessity of risk taking when developing his character in the kingdom.
在这个特会上，神就把这个特别的感动放在我的心里，提醒到他的血的宝贵，以及当我们要有这个基督的性情的时候，我们不免是要来承受一些风险的。
Yes, so I had scheduled significant oral surgery a little bit more than a week before the conference.
在特会大约一周以前，我有一个牙龈有一个这个口腔的手术。
And my family wisely thought that it wasn't a good idea for me to go.
我的家人就觉得说，可能这一次我们就不应该去这个特会了。
However, at the Lord's table a week before the registration deadline,
但是在这个主日，就在那个特会报名截止的前一个主日，
the Lord impressed again upon me just how precious His blood is and how we needed to go.
神就再一次在我心里面打动我，他提醒我他血的宝贵，我们需要去这次的特会。
So after the surgery, my recovery, praise the Lord, was steady, and the bleeding stopped a couple of days before the conference.
在这个手术之后，我的恢复还是蛮顺利的，而且这个在特会前的几天，我的口腔就没有再流血了。
My mother, who had also been sick for a week, got better.
然后我的母亲，她其实在特会前也有一些生病，但她在特会前就好了。
And so we went.
所以我们决定就要去。
Yeah, and everything was going well at the conference, until Saturday afternoon at break time.
特会上一切都蛮顺利的，直到礼拜六的下午。
At that time, I felt a lot of liquid and phlegm-like substance spontaneously come into my mouth.
在那个时候，我感到有很多痰状的液体在我的口腔里面。
I didn't think anything about it, but when I spit it out, I realized my mouth was full of blood.
但是在我一开始觉得没有什么大不了的，但在我吐出来的时候，我发现我的口里面满都是血。
We contacted the oral surgeon who gave us directions on how to stop the bleeding.
我们就联系了给我做手术的医生，来问他怎么可以来停止这个能够止血。
And praise God, it stopped.
我们感谢神啊，这个血就止住了。
Now this happened again on Saturday evening after the message.
但这再次发在那个礼拜六的晚上又再次发生。
And then twice more on Sunday.
在主日又发生了两次。
Each time the bleeding stopped.
每一次都血都可以止住。
So, after the conference on Monday morning around 5 a.m.
然后在礼拜一就是特会结束的那个礼拜一大概早上五点的时候。
And this time the bleeding could not be stopped.
这个流血就止不住了。
So we went to the clinic and got prepped for another surgery.
所以我们就去了诊所，可能要预备再一次有手术。
It turns out I had a rare complication where internal blood vessel wasn't clotting properly.
然后发现说原来我有这样一个比较罕见的并发症，我这个牙龈内部的血管没有办法正常的凝结。
So at the end of the surgery, which was successful,
然后在这个第二次的手术之后，这个手术进行得很顺利。
The surgeon said, "You're one of the nicest person I know, but you're very unlucky."
然后这个手术的医生就跟我说，你是我见过最友善的一个人，但是你很不幸运。
I couldn't say much because of the oral surgery.
我也没有办法去回应他，因为我刚做完手术。
But in my heart, I thought, actually, I think I'm very lucky.
但我心里面却想着说，其实我很幸运。
I'm very blessed.
我很蒙福。
We're so thankful to the Lord that this complication erupted on Monday morning.
我们很感恩神使这样的一个病发生是在那个礼拜一早晨才发生的。
And not in San Antonio.
不是在我们特会的时候。
It was Monday morning when the full staff could be there.
是在这个礼拜一
Medical,、yeah.
礼拜一早晨这个所有的这些医护人员都在。
And I found out later that the surgeon himself was actually going on vacation the next day.
但后面我又发现了这个给我做手术的医生，他在第二天他就要去这个要去放假了。
So all in all, I just thank the Lord how blessed I am, right?
所以我真是感谢神，我是这样的蒙福。
And this testimony is not mine alone.
这样的见证不仅只是我一个人。
The Lord enabled also our dear brother Jesse Chu.
我们的神也带领我们的小弟兄 Jesse,
who had open heart surgery,
他有这样开心的一个手术
to be given strength to go to his graduation and also summer conference.
神给他力量使他可以去他的毕业典礼，也可以来到我们的夏令会当中。
So few or maybe none of us will be called to give blood or to die for our Lord Jesus.
我们在座的可能很少人，甚至没有人会说要为主耶稣到流血的地步。
But he does call us to risk something for him.
但主的确是要求我们能够为他冒一点风险。
Whatever that small step may be.
不管那一步有多小。
Maybe just coming to a meeting or calling a brother or sister.
可能只是要来聚会，或者是给一个弟兄姊妹打电话。
I encourage all of us to take it.
我鼓励每一位弟兄姊妹能够承担这样的风险。
Because Christ gave His blood and He gave His all for us.
因为基督把他的血，把他的所有都给我们。
I took just a small risk in going to a conference.
我只是承担冒了一点点的风险去夏令会。
Our brother Jesse Chu took a step of faith.
我们的小弟兄 Jesse 他也迈出这样信心的一步。
And our Lord answered in a big way.
我们的主就这样丰富的去回应。
He too will answer you.
我们的主也会这样子来回应。
And giving you something of His kingdom character and life.
把他国度里面他的性情赐给你。
Growing your faith in Him.
能够使你的信心可以成长。
感谢主与我们丰富的同在。
We thank the Lord for His abundant presence with us.
宝贵的交通，我真希望时间不停在这里。